Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the beat goes on. More showers and thunderstorms. Big upper-level low-pressure area off to our north and west is helping to produce upper-level disturbances. A southwesterly flow, which is very conducive as we get into the summertime for showers and thunderstorms. The west coast sea breeze becomes active, meets up with the east coast sea breeze, and boom, you get thunderstorms to develop. And showers and storms today should be going as early as the noon hour and then continue at least on and off and scattered through the afternoon. You get enough of these storms in the afternoon, it becomes overcast, and eventually the air mass gets what we call worked over, so to speak. In other words, it becomes more stable, cooler, and the temperatures drop some and doesn't support much more in the way of showers and storms. But until that happens, heavy rain and storms in spots, another inch or two of rain locally even more today, and there may be some localized flooding because there are some neighborhoods now that are approaching 5 and 6 inches of rain this week. You remember in the weather discussion back on Memorial Day on Monday, I said some of you might be hoping that the rain actually shuts off by the weekend. Well, here we go. So we go from so dry to so wet now, not uncommon. And as we head, of course, into late spring and especially the summertime, our wet season, when more than half of our annual rainfall falls between June 1st and October 1st, helped out by the sea breeze and those daily thunderstorms, but also sometimes the tropical activity. And I am watching a couple of areas I'll talk about more again in just a little bit. We continue this midday and afternoon stormy weather pattern tomorrow to start your weekend. So get out early, first of all, to beat the hottest temperatures, but also the rain and storms. Once again, frequent lightning will be a problem. People outdoors. We had 3 injuries yesterday in Middleburg from lightning. So if you see lightning or hear thunder, you need to get indoors. Wait at least 30 minutes since the last clap of thunder before going back outside. And remember that lightning can travel up to nearly 10 miles from its parent cloud. On Sunday, we start to see a transition. A cool front will enter the area. There still will be afternoon showers and thunderstorms. They start to become at least somewhat more scattered, but still locally heavy Sunday afternoon. So again, keep an eye to the sky. And that front will roll through Sunday night. The winds will become onshore out of the northeast on Monday. It'll be noticeably cooler. Still enough moisture for likely to see at least a few showers coming in off the Atlantic once in a while, but the trend will be starting to change. And then by Tuesday, much cooler and less humid. Highs only in the low to mid 80s, below average temperatures by the middle of next week. Something we will not get very often, of course, in the coming months. Nighttime lows that'll fall to 60 to 65 for at least a couple of nights. And that's really very nice. So we do have some light at the end of this stormy tunnel, as I like to call it. But we've needed the rain. It's not all bad. It's just that some of these storms pack a punch with that lightning. And there were some loud claps of thunder yesterday afternoon. So if you're headed to the beaches this weekend, it's an eye to the sky again. Midday and afternoon showers and storms. Temperatures will get into the 80s at the beaches. Water temperatures are now approaching 80 degrees, which is about where we ought to be as we head into late May and early June. And surf is averaging about 2 to 3 feet. Nothing terribly exceptional. A low rip current risk. But remember, there can always be a rip current, and you should always swim and surf with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. And the lifeguard stations are now fully staffed this time of year, which is a plus as well. And then, of course, we have the attempts at the rocket launch again this weekend. Tomorrow, it's 3:22 on Saturday afternoon. There will be scattered storms both days in the vicinity of Cape Canaveral. And so it's going to come down to whether or not there's lightning within 30 minutes, 11 and a half miles of the launch pad. And that's a great question. That's going to be very difficult to get that window. Not impossible, but there's going to be some luck needed tomorrow and Sunday both. There will be showers and thunderstorms. It does look like the peak of the storms tomorrow could be relatively early, which may help. But the launch is an hour and 10 minutes earlier, hour and 11 minutes to be exact, earlier than the attempt on Wednesday. So it's going to be touch and go both Saturday and Sunday. And as far as the view from Jacksonville, obviously we too will be dodging thunderstorms, so the view from our local area not likely to be all that great either. And then in the tropics, we do have an area of low pressure developing over the central Atlantic. It could take on some subtropical characteristics, but it is not likely to become purely tropical. It is hundreds of miles out there, even east of Bermuda. There will be no impacts on our weather, any part of the U.S., or really even on Bermuda. The system should then weaken late in the weekend into next week. More of an interest than a threat, obviously. I still am honing in on the Gulf of Mexico and or western and northwestern Caribbean, somewhere between approximately the 8th and the 15th of June. That will be an area to watch, give or take. Of course, the hurricane season starts in all its glory, so to speak, on Monday, June 1st. And Talking the Tropics with Mike will commence at that point. You can find it at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Once again, in summary, more showers and thunderstorms to affect the area through the middle of the day and the afternoon today. Locally, very heavy downpours, the potential for a quick inch or two of rain, frequent lightning, and this is the same story for Saturday, a little more scattered but still potentially stormy Sunday afternoon. It's not a washout per se, but there will be rain and storms each and every day. You'll want to keep an eye to the sky and, of course, go indoors when and if you see lightning or hear thunder. With Hoya Weather All the Time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.